You know, as much as I love to go out and do stuff, see the movies, or go to our usual place at the park, I think I'll always love just spending the whole day cuddling at home like this the most. Just hanging out in our underwear. Sometimes just getting to lay around and not worrying about doing anything is just the best. I love it when we spend the whole day going around in nothing except my flannel socks and my flannel pajama shorts that you love so much. Sometimes I'll wear them just because I love how you can't keep yourself from rubbing your hands on them all the time. Not that you ever need an excuse to grab my ass. But you can grab my ass as much as you want. You already know that. And honestly, I could spend every day at home and I wouldn't care as long as I had you to keep me company. I love you, babe, and I can't tell you how happy you make me. The happiest I've literally ever been. Don't roll your eyes at me. Let me compliment you. You know you like it. Or do I need to pin you down and force you to take my compliments? You think you can tell me stuff all the time, like about how cute you think I am, and not get a bit of what you're dishing out, too? You can either take it lying down, or there will be violence. Oh, good. I prefer violence. Oh, baby, what's wrong? Did you get overpowered by little old me? Now that I have your arms and your body pinned, I'm going to compliment you until you're begging me to stop. So, first, I love your cute nose. Mm-hmm. I love your cute cheek. Mm-hmm. I love your cute, addicting lips. Anytime you feel like begging, my ears are open and ready. And if I lift up this shirt, then I get to see the chest of the cutest guy who's ever had the gall to walk into my life and make it so amazing. And if you'll keep laying there like the cute and defeated good boy you are, I'll get these boxers off and show the lower half of you some praise, too. Oh? Thinking of something else? And what might that be, Mr. Prisoner? Oh, babe, why are you suddenly getting so embarrassed? Did I go too far? I can get off you if you want. Thinking we could try doing it? You mean go down on each other? Well, that's actually what I was planning to do, if I could get your boxers off. Oh, not what you meant. Oh, wait. You mean like do it? Babe, why are you looking so nervous? Did you mean that? You actually want to try having sex? I hope you didn't feel that's where I was trying to lead things. I really was just going to give you a blowjob and then have you go down on me. It's our favorite thing to do, and I just thought it would be a nice way to spend our lazy day. You feel like you're ready to try doing it. Are you really sure? Remember, babe, I know it's been close to a year since we got together, but I said I'd be happy to wait as long as you needed. Months, even years. You are so, so amazing with that tongue of yours and your fingers. So, like if you're worried I'm getting bored with doing the same stuff, or getting unsatisfied or impatient, then please don't be. Believe me, babe, even if we haven't actually done it yet, I've never been more sexually satisfied in my life. And I mean it every time I say I love you, every single time. I know how sensitive this is for you and how the fact that I've had so many previous partners makes you feel, well, the way you feel. But that's okay. And like I said, when I told you about my huge sexual past and said I'd understand if you didn't feel comfortable continuing our relationship, that I'd totally understand. But despite all that, you still accepted me and you still wanted to keep things going. Of course, I'm not going to apologize for my promiscuous past. But part of why I love you is how accepting you are of me, of all of me. And you've never made me feel like I had to. So that's why I'm promised to be every bit as accepting of you. And I know I've said this before too, but I honestly could care less how inexperienced you are or how long it's been since you've done it. I still love you. And I'll still love being patient until you're ready. Okay, babe? You still want to try doing it? And you're really sure? No, I mean, if you feel like you're ready to give it a try, then I'd be happy to. I'd be honored to, honestly. And hey, if things get going and you feel like you need to stop, or you just get too nervous, or you happen to, you know, go soft, then that's okay. We can just stop, and I promise I won't get mad or disappointed. If it happens, then we can just cuddle instead. And then we'll do what we're best and familiar at a later time. Once we've relaxed, there's always plenty of time to try again another time, because I plan to stick around for the long haul. And please, babe, no matter how long or short it lasts, or whether anybody comes or not, please just understand, I'll still love every minute of it. There is no way in the world you could ever disappoint me. And just like I said, I love you, and no matter what we're doing, I'll love every minute of it, as long as I'm with you. I love you too. And if you want, I can kind of guide you through things, or give suggestions on what might feel better, or work better for us. Okay? Sure, I'd be happy to. So, why don't we start things off with what you're familiar with, a blowjob. And then we'll kind of just work our way from there. Does that sound good? Okay, so, why don't I help you with your shirt first? Oh, I could stare at your chest for hours. And now, my own shirt. Makes it easier that I'm not wearing a bra. Oh, I just can't resist holding you for a second. I guess I'm just feeling a bit emotional. The last thing I'm trying to do is make you feel pressured or anything. It's just, I don't know, no matter how this goes, just the fact that you trust me enough to be willing to try, it just really means the world to me. But, okay, I'm going to suck your cock before I cry. So, lift up your hips and I'll get your boxers off. You know, I never told you this, but I think if I ever go more than a day without getting to breathe in your natural musk, I get withdrawals. All right, so I want you to just lay back and relax. I can still tell you're pretty nervous, and that's okay. But just try to enjoy the blowjob, as if nothing is coming after. I could suck on this amazing cock of yours every day for the rest of my life and never get tired of it. And don't think for one second that I won't need my cum fix, even if we start having other kinds of sex. But right, sorry, you should be relaxing. I love you so much. God, you taste so good. I love how you roll your hips when you start to get into it. I love the way you twitch when I whirl and flick my tongue around the head like this. Is it okay if I cradle your balls? I love getting to hold them. Just gently squeezing, very, very gently, like this. While at the same time, taking you as far back into my throat as I can. Oops. I almost made you come right then, although that would have been okay. In fact, you can come in my mouth if you want. Or do you still want to keep going? Okay, babe, just checking. Well, here. Why don't I just get my pajama shorts off? I'm not wearing any panties either. See? And don't worry, babe. I'm still on birth control. I keep taking it because it helps control my periods. And even if I wasn't, I'd still go raw anyway. Because I want you to be able to feel as much as possible. Here, I'll keep licking while we plan what to do next. I don't want to let your cock get dry. So, since we're already here, do you want to start off trying me riding you? Or do you want to try being on top of me? Or even doggy? Anything you want. I'm game. Okay, that's fine. I'd love to ride you. Okay, so I'll just go ahead and get myself positioned over you. And don't worry, I'll guide it to the right spot. You just go ahead and lay there and get comfortable. You can put your hands on my hips or my tits. Or anywhere else you want. All right, so I'm just going to gently take hold of you here and kind of move you a little bit. Now, are you ready? I'm going to just start bringing myself down onto you slowly. Yeah, there we go. I'll just keep swaying my hips like this and sort of work you in bit by bit. Shit. Until you're all the way in. Oh, shit. Hold on. No, it's okay. I just... you're just really big. So it takes some time to adjust. I'll keep going in a second. I just need a second. Look at you. already putting me through my paces and you aren't even half inside me yet. Okay, I'm gonna keep easing you in. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, this feels so good. Oh, I'm almost there, babe. I almost got you all the way in. Oh, how are you doing? I hope it's not too tight. I'm trying not to clench up too much. But if you look down, you can actually see everything happening. Oh, that's really you going into me. And if you keep watching, oh, then you can see yourself go all the way in me. Oh, well, babe, I guess I should give you a little congratulations. Or should I say, give us a little congratulations? Oh. No matter where things go from here, we can at least say we got to share this moment together. Just being here together, close and connected. Just like I always wanted to be with you, babe. I'll start moving in a little bit, but I just want to sit here for a moment and just enjoy being together like this. But here, while we do, I can lean forward while still keeping you in me and kiss you. I can feel you twitching. Can you feel me twitching too? And do I feel really warm? Oh, all right, babe. I'm going to start moving, if that's okay. So, I'm just going to brace my hands on your shoulders and start moving my hips up and down. Just a little. Oh, shit, babe, you feel so fucking good. Yeah, you can keep holding on to my hips. Squeeze them if you want, as hard as you want. I don't mind getting a little bruised. Oh, fuck. I'll start moving up and down a little more and rock my hips a bit. How's it feeling for you? Does it feel good? Is there anything you want me to do differently? Oh, I'm so glad, babe. Oh, I'm sorry if it feels really tight. I can't stop myself from clenching on you. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna soak you so much. I don't think I've ever been this turned on in my fucking life. Or this quickly. Oh, I'm completely serious. Honestly, I think I almost came a little when I first started sliding down on you. Fuck, babe. I'm gonna go faster, okay? I'm just gonna fuck. I've kind of lost control of my hips. I hope I'm not gonna go too fast or too rough, but I can't help it. Fuck. Babe, I'm about to come. Yes, I am. But you don't have to do anything. Just hold on to my hips. Keep laying there. Keep being amazing. Keep amazing me. And oh, I love you so much. I love you so much. And fuck, I'm about to come. Oh my God. Holy shit. I swear. I almost passed out there. Really? Really? I don't know what came over me. I just kind of lost control. Are you okay? I wasn't too rough or anything, was I? Oh. Babe, you have an absolutely incredible cock. You know that. And I know you didn't come, babe, but that's okay. I can still feel your rock hard inside me, though. Do you want to just kind of keep going? Or stop? Whatever you want, babe. Oh. You want to try doing it with me on my back? Well, sure. Here, let me slide off of you. Oh. Fuck, look at all this. Babe, you see that big fucking wet spot on the bed and all over you? That was all because of you. I lost my mind and came like that. All because of you. And doing what you did was really all it took. Just laying there, keeping a hold of me. No fancy porn tricks needed. So here, I'll just lie on my back and open my legs. And then, that's right, just kind of prop yourself over me and get comfortable. And get your cock as close up to me as you can. I'll kind of arch myself so it's a bit easier to get in. And then I'll take it and help guide you to the right spot. And now, all you should have to do is push forward. Oh, yeah. Oh, you kind of have to lean into it. You'll get used to it. Just kind of get familiar with things. Take your time. Yeah, it'll be more intense with our faces closer like this. So it's okay if you don't want to look right at my face as we're going. And if it would be distracting or too much, I'll try not to stare at you too. You got yourself ready? Okay. Now, go just as fast or as slow as you want. I'm pretty much set already after coming that hard, so anything that comes now is just icing for me. So don't worry about me. Just enjoy yourself, okay, babe? Is it okay if I wrap my arms around your back? I've just always wanted to do that. Thank you, babe. All right. Go ahead when you're ready. Oh, yeah. Yes. Just go at your own pace. Just as you're doing. It's gonna feel kind of different and awkward at first, but you're doing great, babe. If you want, you can try moving your hips in kind of a rolling motion. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh. And then with each thrust, really try and grind it in deep. Fuck. No matter what way we do it, your cock just makes me want to fucking melt. We're going to have to change the sheets and put down a towel because we've already soaked the mattress, I think. Oh, you're going to do it faster? Okay. Here, I'll arch myself so you can get in deeper easily. All right. Oh, go for it, baby. Oh, yeah, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh fuck. No, you're doing fucking amazing, babe. That angle. Oh, you're going in. I'll keep doing it. Oh, you're doing amazing, babe. You're so amazing. I'm just gonna reach down and rub my clit a bit. Oh, trust me, it's a good thing when a girl starts rubbing her clit while you fuck her. It's a very good thing, baby. Oh fuck yeah. It gets easier once you get the right rhythm, huh? Oh, and you're getting it in nice and deep. Fuck. You're making my tits bounce. Look. My bouncing tits, my shaking body. It's all happening because of you. Hey, babe, is it okay? Can we kiss just a little? That's okay. Any kissing with you is amazing, even when it's clumsy. Oh, God, baby. If you keep fucking me like this, you're gonna make me come in your cock again. Because it's just so fucking good. Oh, you just keep hitting that perfect spot again and again. Oh, you're not having any trouble staring at me now, are you? Oh, God, it's making me blush, but I can't look away. I'll never take my eyes from yours again when you're looking at me, babe. You make me so happy. Oh, you really have no idea how happy I am, how much I love you. Oh, that's why I just lose my fucking mind. Fuck. Oh, babe. Yeah, you're gonna make me come again. You're going so fast. Wait, what's up, babe? Is everything okay? No, don't apologize. I'm not upset. Just talk to me. Hey, it's okay. Just tell me what's wrong. Oh, you're tired? But you're also close to coming? Hey, babe, look at me. That's okay. Really, it is. It'll take time to build up stamina, so there's nothing wrong with getting tired. You're not used to making these kinds of motions, and it takes a lot of work. So here, why don't you slide out really quick and lay on your back again, and we'll just ride and grind things out like before. Oh, I've got some mini acrobatics going on here. All right. Comfortable? Okay. I'm just going to guide you back to the spot and slide right back down on you. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, I got you all the way in right away this time. You've already got me so fucking close. So I'm just going to ride you fast from the start, okay? You're hitting my best spot so well when you were on me. It just got me so fucking close. Fuck, yes. Oh, this is it. Fuck me. Oh, I don't care how big a mess we make. We should just make the biggest fucking mess ever. It'll be our mess. Oh, I'll just keep riding you. In fact, I'm just going to lean forward on you a bit more. Oh, and just keep grinding back and forth and up and down. Oh, yes. Oh, it feels best when I do it like this. Yeah? Then I'll keep doing it. And reach back down to keep rubbing my clit. Fuck. You look so cute right now, babe. I won't even apologize for clenching on you anymore because I can't just fucking stop it. Let's kiss more. Do you want to kiss more? Oh, make it even extra messy and clumsy. You got my face all wet. Just how I like it. Oh, fuck, babe. You're about to come? Oh, I'm about to fucking come, too. Just hold on to my hips, okay? You can thrust up into me a bit, too, if you want. Yeah, just like that. Fuck, baby. Oh, baby, I'm coming. It's coming. Oh, my fuck. It's gonna be such a fucking big one. Oh, my God. Go ahead. Come with me. This is it. I'm gonna fucking give it to you all here and ride you as fast as I can. Oh, I love you so much, baby. Just let go and come with me. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, I'm fucking spent. Oh, my God. Oh, I fucking swear I have blacked out there for a second. I can still feel the last of my spasms wearing off. And congratulations. One for the sex, and the other for getting to be my after-sex pillow. But baby, I'm so proud of you. You did it. We did it. Oh, damn, dude. If changing positions 3 times and making me come twice is you being inexperienced, then I'm fucking terrified of what an experienced you will be like. Oh, but babe, that was fucking amazing. Like, hands down, the best sex I've ever had in my life. Fuck, and you came so much. I came so much. Look how it's still coming out of me. Just a mix of all our juices. And I really mean it. For one, I've never come that hard during sex before. In my life. I practically squirted that second time. And you saw me acting like I was possessed on top of you. But it was the best sex I've ever had in my life. Because it was with the most important man in my life. And oh my God, when I was spazzing out on your cock, I just had like no control over my body at all. And then I could feel you pulsing inside of me, which made me come even harder. And seeing the face you made and hearing the sounds you made, it was all just fucking amazing and adorable. Oh, don't be embarrassed about that. We all make stupid faces when we come. And your O face is honestly the most adorable one ever. Much better than mine, I think. With mine, my eyes just roll into my head and I look possessed. But really, I've honestly never felt something like that before. It wasn't just the sex itself. Just the whole thing was like electric. Every thrust, every kiss, every touch. Even if you thought it was clumsy or awkward, it was just electric. I can't tell you how many times I had to stop myself from coming. I wanted this to be all about you. Fuck, you just got them out of me anyway. But I can't tell you how happy I am and honored that you were willing to trust me, babe, and willing to share yourself with me and have this experience. I'm never gonna forget this day, ever. For as long as I live, I'll probably forget all my times with people in the past, but sharing this with you was almost life-changing for me. I just never knew how amazing it could be when it's with someone you're just completely fucking bonkers for. So see? We both learned new things today. I'm not this all-knowing queen like you thought I was. Although I'd like to think I'm a queen sometimes. But seriously, I feel like you should also understand that. Just because we finally did it, it shouldn't change anything. Not change how you look at us or our relationship, and especially not yourself. Just because we had penetrative sex doesn't mean you're suddenly more of a man or something. Sure, it was an amazing experience, and I'm so happy and excited we finally got to share it. But I just want you to know that I still think you're every bit of an incredible boyfriend that you were before. If that makes sense. Like, It's not as if I like you more now than I did before. Gosh, I'm terrible with words, and my brain still feels like mush. Do you kind of get what I mean, though? Sex or no sex, you always have, and always will, mean the world to me. And I just love you. I know I'm a broken record, but I don't care. I love you so, so much. Let's keep laying here for a while, okay? Just kind of bask in the glow. You want to hold my hand too? A little later, we can get up and shower and cuddle up on the couch with a snack. And then get the carpet cleaner to suck the mess we made out of the mattress. Something tells me we'll be needed it a lot more often from now on.